أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين كفروا لهم عذاب شديد، والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala warned us, Shaitan is our open enemy, so treat him as an enemy, don't ever make him as a friend. And then the difference between the people who made Shaitan their friend and those people who took Shaitan as the enemy and did not follow in his ways. Those who followed in the ways of Shaitan made him their friend. Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا جُو مُنْكِرْ هُوَي who listened to Shaitan and they disbelieved in Allah, they disobeyed Allah Ta'ala, لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ unko sakht azab hai. For them will be a very severe punishment. The punishment, sometimes in this world already, otherwise at the time of mort, in the qabr, and forever in the year after, it is unimaginable how severe the punishment of Jahannam is. And those people who listened to Allah Ta'ala and did not make Shaitan their friend and did not follow in the footsteps of Shaitan. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ اور جو یقین لائے اور کیے بھلے کام. Those who brought iman and who did righteous deeds, who obeyed Allah, stayed away from Shaitan, did not follow in his footsteps. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ ان کے لئے ہے معافی اور برا ثواب. For them will be forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala and there will be a great reward for them. That Allah will forgive them, that means Allah shows clearly that they are human, they will make mistakes. But they always oppose Shaitan, they followed Allah, and all that weaknesses and mistakes that they came across, Allah Ta'ala will forgive them for that. And besides that, Allah will give them a great reward, the pleasure of Allah, a wonderful life in the qabr, and on the day of Qiyamah, and forever and ever in Jannat, Allah will bless them with a wonderful life. Then Allah Ta'ala compares two types of people, those who follow Shaitan and those who follow Allah Ta'ala. أَفَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ فَرَآهُ حَسَنًا بھلا ایک شخص کے بھلی سجائی گئی اس کو اس کا کام کی برائی پھر دیکھا اس نے اس کو بھلا. Allah says, can those two people ever be equal for whom their evil deeds have been beautified and then they look at it as good? That is, they are doing wrong things, but they prove themselves and they think we are right. And this is a thing that everyone must think of very greatly. People who are far from deen also feel we are all right. And we don't have to make a show of our Islam. Islam is in our hearts. We don't have to show the people that we are Muslims. So they want to show they are very sincere and very pious. But Shaitan has deceived them. And Shaitan has made the evil look for them in their sincerity, that we are very sincere. Even being in deen, whatever field we are following, we must be very considerate and thinking that what we are doing, is it the right thing? Or is it just that Shaitan has beautified this to us? And I think I'm doing the right thing. We must put our amal on Quran and Hadith and see whether it passes the test there. If it doesn't pass the test there, then we must know Shaitan has deceived us. Many things in deen also we do, and we think we are very pious and we are doing the right things, but actually Shaitan has deceived us. He doesn't leave a person even in deen. Even if he's doing deeny works and he looks very pious also outwardly. But Shaitan could easily have deceived him. A person must be very careful. There is a great warning for every person. That those people whose evil deeds have been beautified for them by Shaitan. And they look at them as good deeds. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ compared to that person who is actually doing good. And he is pleasing Allah Ta'ala. The two can never ever be equal. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ کیونکہ اللہ بھٹکاتا ہے جس کو چاہے اور سجاتا ہے جس کو چاہے. For it is Allah who must guide whoever he wants to And it is Allah who guides whoever he wants to. A person must feel, must realize whether he is pleasing Allah. Is Allah pleased with me or not? And decide that Allah must guide and Allah guides. The actual act is by Allah Ta'ala. But on account of our deeds, then Allah Ta'ala must guide us. When we have the opportunity of hidayat, like every child is born on fitrat, on the natural way. Now it is the parents who must guide the child, make him a Jew, a Christian, a Hindu. Or it is the Muslims who make the child a Muslim. Then further, bringing up the child in our house, whether we bringing him up as a Muslim child or whether we are bringing up as a non-Muslim child, his dressing, his habits, his language, everything. And then when he becomes conscious himself, it is for him now to choose the right path. When he becomes baligh, matured, now it is for him to choose the right path, or does he wants to do the wrong thing? The choice Allah has given, and then it is up to him how he uses the choice of Allah Ta'ala. فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتِ So tera jeena jata rahe un par pachtata pachtata kar. And never ever then that you lose yourself, that you become desperate, or you lose all your hope, etc., because the people who have gone astray. It is Allah who will guide and must guide. So you don't have to suffer a state of depression, etc., that why these people are not getting hidayat, why they are doing wrong things. It is what they have brought upon themselves. And the Quran in many cases make it clear, the punishment for the non-believers, a Muslim should not be sad on that, but Allah says, فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ All praise is due to Allah that they have been punished. So that is the mizaj of the Quran Sharif of Allah Ta'ala, that wrongdoers must be punished. And some people have even more mercy than Allah, they think. And they feel that, oh, why the non-believers going to Jahannam? Why are they going to be punished? Why are they getting azab? And we seem to have even more mercy than Allah Ta'ala. Our mizaj must be that of the Quran Sharif of Allah and of His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ اللَّهَ کو معلوم ہے جو کچھ کرتے ہیں. Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of all what they are planning and what they are doing. And after this, Allah Ta'ala reminds us on the day of Qiyamah, we will be brought back to life, and how we will be brought back to life. In other words, don't make this dunya your be all and end all. Remember, our real life is the life of the akhirat. It is not the life of this dunya. So Allah Ta'ala makes this aqidah and this belief clear with a wonderful example. Wallahu alladhi arsala riyah. Or Allah hi jisne chalai hai hawaein. It is Allah who makes the winds blow. What we know in this world with the winds that are blowing, it is by the qudrat and the power of Allah. فَتُثِيرُ سَحَابًا Phir wo uthati hai badal ko. And those winds carry the clouds. Wherever Allah wants the clouds to go and it must rain there, the winds carry the clouds, and we should see this phenomena all the time. Wind is very light and clouds, water is very heavy, but a substance like air, so light, it carries all that heavy water, and Allah takes it then where Allah wants to. فَسُقْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ بَلَدٍ مَيِّتٍ پھر ہانک لیے گئے ہم اس کو ایک مردہ دیس کے طرف. And then we took that clouds to a dead earth where nothing was growing. We took the clouds to such a place. فَأَحْيَيْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ پھر زِندَا کر دیا ہم نے اس سے زمین کو. And by that water which rained down, that ground that was dead, the grass was burned black and grey. There was no life. Suddenly you see greenery. You see life there again, and things are growing. بعد موتها اس کے مر جانے کے بعد, after it were, that land was like a complete dead land. There was no hope of anything, of any good from there. Allah brought back life to there. كَذَلِكَ النُّشُور اسی طرح ہوگا جی اٹھنا. In this way, Allah will make every person get up from his qabr again. It comes in the hadith that from under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, a wind will blow. And by the blowing of that wind, it will make the people grow from their graves, just like grass, vegetables, vegetables, etc. grow. When rain comes down, how things grow. Like that, people will come out of their graves as though they are growing from their graves, and all will come back and gather by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala in the plains of Hashar, where Allah Ta'ala then will take all to task. So Allah reminds us that remember that day, and it will be very easy for Allah to bring people back to life. Don't make this dunya your end all and your be all, and don't be fooled even by your outward pious actions. Check yourselves whether your sincerity is in there, whether your humbleness is there, whether those actions correspond with Quran and Hadith or not. And our visage, our nature must be that. تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. How Allah's nature is, like that must be our nature. Or if our nature is different from that of Allah and His Rasul, then also no matter how pious our actions might seem, we are on the wrong path. So may Allah guide us to righteousness and be conscious of our state before it is too late in the qabr.